This region was well represented at the Pan Am Games in Santiago, Chile last week. Port Hope native and former Coburg District Collegiate Institute West High School athlete Dominika Jamnicki placed 5th in the women's triathlon on Thursday and earned the bronze medal with Canada's mixed relay team on Saturday. Coburg's Kate Curran placed 7th in the women's 1500-meter run on Friday. She was an athlete at Coburg Collegiate Institute, which is the amalgamated school of the former CDCI West and CDCIE schools. Jamnicki and Curran are now on their way home, but Northumberland 89.7 caught up with retired high school track and cross-country coach Don Watson, who followed the results of her former athletes with pride.
It's thrilling. I just could explode. I'm so proud of both of them. Dommy's been at it at that level longer than Kate. She's, you know, she actually finished high school just before Kate came in, so they missed each other. But, you know, watching her over the years and just watching her grow, and you just knew it. I mean, that was going to happen. It was her attitude and her work ethic and her talent. Very talented girl. And same thing with Kate, just, you know, 5 years later, same thing. Came into high school, worked really hard, was a gymnast, moved into running, started taking it really seriously, you know, ended up at Western, and Dommy was at Guelph with great programs, running programs, as well as academic programs. Both very clever girls, and it's just thrilling to see them continually breaking up into the next level, and then the next level, and the next level, and not backing down. So I could just explode. I'm so happy for both of them.
Watson worked with Jamnicki even though she was at CDCI East across town, and credits CDCI West coaches John Cordukes and Chris Crooks for their coaching and work with the young athlete at the time as well. A few years later at CCI, Watson said Brad Johnston also played a key role in coaching Current.
It's a full team effort. You know, we each had our strengths, and we each added to, hopefully, well, I think we did, added to their pursuit of excellence. And it's just amazing to have been part of that little blip in their athletic career to help them get started. So that's very, very exciting. And it's also really great to see the two of them doing this, and they're so inspirational to, I was telling Kate, they're so inspirational to younger athletes, and I don't think they really realize how much influence they have, and younger athletes and us old athletes, you know, just amazing.
The Pan Am Games, a multi-sport event featuring nations of the Americas, are held every 4 years in the year prior to the Summer Olympic Games. The 2024 Olympics will be held next year in Paris. Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.